Good evening. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the World News. The headlines. US President Donald Trump orders removal of Federal Reserve Governor Lisa Cook. Australian government expels Iranian ambassador to Australia for involvement in anti-Semitic crimes. Protests erupt in Israel ahead of crucial security cabinet meeting, demanding an end to conflict in Gaza and return of hostages. And Sri Lanka's former president Ranil Wickremesinghe gets bail after arrest in corruption charges a few days ago. U.S. President Donald Trump has fired Federal Reserve Governor Lisa Cook, announcing the decision in a letter posted on his social media platform, Truth Social. Trump cited the mortgage fraud allegations as the primary reason for a dismissal. According to media reports, Cook had recently come under scrutiny from Trump and members of his administration over allegations of mortgage fraud. The Justice Department has stated it will investigate the claims, which were initially raised by Federal Housing Finance Agency Director Bill Palte. Trump's moves comes just days after Cook publicly stated she would not step down from the seven-member Fed board, despite mounting pressure from the president to resign. However, Senate Democrats had expressed strong support for Cook. She made history as one of the first African-American women to serve on the Federal Reserve Board. Her removal marks the first time in the Federal Reserve's 111-year history that a sitting president is fired as central bank governor. Australian government has expelled Iranian ambassador to Australia, Ahmed Sardeghi, and three other embassy employees for the involvement in anti-Semitic crimes. He has been given 7 days to leave the country. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese told a press conference today that intelligence services linked Iran to an arson attack on a cafe in Sydney in October last year and another on a synagogue in Melbourne in December. He called these as attempts to undermine social cohesion and sow discord in Australian community. Mr. Albanese also announced that in response to the hostile behavior, Australia will also close its embassy in Tehran. According to Foreign Minister Penny Yong, all Australian embassy staff had been transferred from Iran to secure locations in third countries. On the other hand, Iran has rejected the allegations. Its foreign ministry spokesman said the decision to expel the envoy was driven by Australia's domestic policies. Protesters in Israel took to the streets today calling for an end to the conflict in Gaza and the return of hostages being held there. Ahead of security cabinet meeting, the protesters blocked roads in Tel Aviv, waving Israeli flags and holding up pictures of the hostages. As per reports, the agitators gathered near a U.S. embassy branch in the city, as well as outside the houses of various ministers across the country. The agenda of the security cabinet meeting has not been officially disclosed, but reports suggest it could be to discuss renewed negotiations for ceasefire and hostage release deal. This is Akashvani giving you the world news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on an official visit to Japan and China from Thursday. During his Japan visit on the 29th and 30th of this month, Prime Minister Modi will hold 15th India-Japan annual summit with his Japanese counterpart Shigeru Ishiba. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri shared details of PM Modi's Japan visit with the media in New Delhi today.
Sri Narendra Modi is embarking on an official visit to Japan on the evening of 28 August. He will be in Japan on the 29th and the 30th of August for holding the 15th India-Japan annual summit with the Prime Minister of Japan, His Excellency Shigeru Ishiba. This will be a visit that will be fully dedicated to the bilateral agenda between India and Japan. This is also Prime Minister's 8th visit to Japan.
In China, the Prime Minister will attend the Shanghai Cooperation Organization's 25th meeting of Council of Heads of State in Tianjin on the 31st of August and 1st of September of the next month. Secretary West and Minister of External Affairs Tanmay Lal briefed media about Prime Minister Modi's upcoming visit to China.
Prime Minister Sri Narendra Modi will visit Tianjin, China, for the 25th meeting of the Council of Heads of State of the Shanghai Cooperation Council, the SCO, on 31st August and 1st September 2025 at the invitation of His Excellency President Xi Jinping of China. The SCO was established with the primary goal of countering three evils of terrorism, separatism and extremism, which continue to remain a challenge. Today, as a regional platform, there is a broader range of sectors of cooperation among the SCO members.
Sri Lanka's former president Ranil Wickremesinghe, who was arrested a few days ago in corruption charges, has been granted bail today. Owing to his deteriorating health, Mr. Wickremesinghe joined the proceedings via video calling. We have more from a correspondent.
Colombo Fort Magistrate Nilupuli Lankapura ordered his release on three surety bails of 5 million Sri Lankan rupees each. Mr. Wickremesinghe, currently in the ICU of Colombo National Hospital, joined the hearing through Zoom as he could not attend the proceedings physically. His lawyer submitted a medical report showing three blocked coronary arteries and multiple health complications, on the basis of which the council urged the court to treat the case as exceptional. Mr. Wickremesinghe is the first former head of state in Sri Lanka to be arrested on charges of corruption. For World News, Ahmed Muin Faruqi from Colombo.
The Lithuanian parliament today approved the appointment of Social Democrat Inga Ruginienė as Lithuania's new prime minister. After the parliament's approval, Ruginienė, the incumbent minister of the Social Security and Labour, now has up to 15 days to present a new cabinet list agreed with the president to the parliament for a vote. She will officially take office after the president signs a decree appointing her as the prime minister. The Assistant High Commission of India in Kandy, in partnership with the University of Peradeniya, organized the first ever international conference on the future of Pali studies in Kandy today. The day-long event drew scholars from Sri Lanka, India and several other countries to deliberate on the legacy and contemporary significance of Pali. The deputy prelate of the Malwata chapter and members of the Mahasabha were also present, lending spiritual and cultural weight to the occasion. Presentation touched upon Theravada traditions, manuscript studies and Pali's journey from classical scholarly medium to a living language. The event marked a milestone for the University of Peradeniya, which hosted an international Pali conference for the first time. It also underscored the close cultural bonds between India and Sri Lanka. Pali has been accorded the status of a classical language in India by the Indian government, a recognition that further highlights its enduring importance. Major Asian stock markets dropped today. Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index slipped around 1.2%. Japan's Nikkei 225 ended down by nearly 1%. South Korea's Kospi Index dipped over 0.9%. Shanghai Composite Index fell 0.4%. And Singapore's Straits Times Index closed flat with negative bias. Major European indices were also trading in negative territory today. France's CAC 40 decreased nearly 1.7%, London's FTSE 100 declined 0.6%, and Germany's DAX lost nearly 0.5% when reports last came in. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. U.S. President Donald Trump orders removal of Federal Reserve Governor Lisa Cook. Australian government expels Iranian ambassador to Australia for involvement in anti-Semitic crimes. Protest erupt in Israel ahead of crucial security cabinet meeting, demanding an end to conflict in Gaza and return of hostages. Sri Lanka's former president Ranil Wickremesinghe gets bail after arrested on corruption charges a few days ago. And that concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.